All right. The next one is controversial. Not that I would ever say anything controversial, but workers at home. Now, oikos, the Greek word means family or home or household or even palace. And then ergon is labor or work or deeds or tasks. She needs to at least be home enough to do her work, looking well, Proverbs 31:27, well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. I know what you're going to ask me if I don't just say it. Well, should women not work? And when I was a new baby Christian, I was very strong on that conviction. Now that a few godly men who know what they're talking about got a hold of me, they said, you can't be that dogmatic. So I think, though, for the most part, especially if she has young children at home, that it would be better if she could stay home with the kids and get her work done there. But if the couple is in debt and if she has to work because of that, we would counsel, and most mothers don't want to work, they want to stay home, we would counsel them to work towards getting out of debt. So those are just, I cannot be 100% dogmatic about that because I don't think the scriptures are 100% dogmatic about a rule about that. Okay. So under application, number one, exhort her to work hard and not be lazy. I knew one young woman who prided herself on being a night person. Now that meant she couldn't get up in the mornings because she stayed up half the night playing computer games, watching television, doing cross stitch, whatever it is that was. She was not a night person. She was lazy. Now, lazy people usually are doing something, but it would be whatever self-indulgent thing they wanted to do, not doing the things that they were supposed to do. Now, she had two little kids. One was in the first grade and one was 4 years old, two boys. And so she would set an alarm for the first grader. So his daddy would go to work earlier than that. And so this kid would get up, get dressed, wake his 4-year-old brother up. They would go in the kitchen. The 6-year-old would prepare the breakfast, like cereal and milk, something simple like that. Then he would go to his mother, wake her up, and she would not get out of the bed, but look him up and down, make sure he had his clothes and stuff right. And then he would go out and catch the school bus. Family and Children's Services needed to come get those children. But, I mean, I'm exaggerating here, but she was lazy. And she would get up around 10, 11 o'clock. The 4-year-old would just play by himself. So this is not good. And she is not a worker at home. And she needed some godly older women to come along beside her and to help her. If I got up at 5 or 6 in the morning, I would go to bed at night. That's what I do. In fact, I try to stay awake till 10 o'clock so I can sleep all night. But if, you know, she just, I'm a night person. She's not a night person. She's lazy. All right, number two, I would give her tips on how to be organized. For example, make a list of things you have to do that day and order them a priority of the thing that you least like to do. And do that first and finish it. Because that's the thing that keeps going back on your list, you know, day after day after day. finish one task before you go on to another. Now, you can't always do that. When you have children, you're being providentially hindered. But try to finish what you started. Proverbs 31:15, the excellent wife rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and also portions to her maidens. And then when I was a young Christian, I went to talk to this older Christian woman whose house was really always neat and organized. And I said, "How do you do that?" Because she had kids. And she said, "Well," I never forget this. She said, "If I have something in my hand, I don't put it down. I put it where it belongs." And I thought, "Oh, what a good idea." And I mean, I started doing that, and it just revolutionized my life. I didn't have to look for it. I knew where it was. This will save hours of time. It will also keep a young mother from feeling overwhelmed. We have this gal named Kimberly in our church, and early on, when she came to our church, she taught her friends the Excellent Wife book. And Kimberly's a really good cook, and so her friends all said, and they were all married, but none of them had children except Kimberly. They said, "Will you teach us how to organize the kitchen and make up menus and go to the grocery store and shop and save money and all that?" And she said, "Certainly. Be here this Saturday at 8 a.m. and we'll go to the grocery store." Well, they all moaned. And they said, "Oh, that's too early. We sleep in on Saturdays." And she said, "If you want me to take you through the grocery store and teach you these things, you're going to go on my time schedule." And so they did, but I'm not sure how much they learned there. So they did a field trip. And then a young wife and mother needs to anticipate her family's needs, such as their laundry. My friend Carol raised four boys, and one day, she's very organized, and one day she said, "You know, when I wash clothes and then the dryer timer goes off, I go in there immediately. I have my ironing board set up, and anything that needs to be ironed or pressed, I do it right then." I said, "You're kidding me." And she said, "No." And my kids and husband always have clean ironed clothes in their closet. And I'm like, I met a nut. So, but she was a good worker at home. And then the next one, it says, teach them to be kind. This is agathos. We get our word agatha, our name, and it means to be good or kind or generous. It's a lovely name. Show by your example and encourage the younger women to do kind deeds. In 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10, we already read that, but it says, "But rather by means of good works, as is proper for women making a claim to godliness." One day, my pastor called me, and he said, "There's an elderly woman in our community who needs help, and she's contacted our church, and she needs to go to the doctor the next day." She had a caseworker, but the caseworker normally would take her, but her caseworker was out of town. And she said this doctor's appointment, she really needed to go. And so John said, "Will you take care of this?" And I said, "Sure." Now I'm thinking, I'll call somebody and get them to take her to the doctor. So I called all the older women that I knew might be free to do this, and one by one, they turned me down.